Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is Nashville Skyline Rag, which we'll hear in two renditions. We just heard J.D. Crow and the New South from their album Flashback on Rounder Records. In December, Bob Dylan will travel to Stockholm to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. This is unprecedented, awarding the prize to a musical composer, much less a popular music figure. Bob Dylan obviously is no ordinary musician. He's a poet who composes music which features his verse. If Bob had to make his reputation by his music alone, we probably would not still be listening to him after 50-plus years. Bob has received many awards in his career, but the Nobel Prize is the pinnacle. This places his name alongside such American luminaries as John Steinbeck, Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, and Toni Morrison. This week, we'll listen to some of my favorite Bob Dylan songs in cover versions, but we'll open with two selections referencing two earlier awards Bob has won. As I Went Out One Morning from John Wesley Harding mentions Tom Paine, one of the earliest awards given Bob was the Tom Paine Award in 1963, shortly after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It was given by the Emergency Civil Liberties Committee. He was just barely 22 years old and was overwhelmed by the honor and the organization bestowing it upon him. In 1970, Bob was awarded an honorary doctorate of music from Princeton University. The song Day of the Locusts from New Morning describes the day with emphasis on the locust infestation on the campus. He once again was uncomfortable and almost left before the ceremony and barely spoke to anyone. We'll finish this opening trio with the wonderful My Back Pages from Another Side of Bob Dylan. When I Paint My Masterpiece, Music and Lyrics by Bob Dylan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
As I went out one morning to breathe the air around Tom Paine, I spied the fairest damsel that ever did walk in chains. I offered her my hand. She took me by the arm. I knew that very instant she meant to do me harm. Thank you. apart from me this moment. I told her with my voice, said she, but I don't wish to. Said I, but you have no choice. I beg you, sir, she pleaded from the corners of her mouth. I will secretly accept you, and together we'll fly south. Came running from across the field, shouting at this lovely girl and commanding her to yield. And as she was letting go her grip, up Tom Paine did run. Sorry, sir, he said to me, I'm sorry for what she's done.
Oh, the benches were stained, tears and perspiration. The birdies were flying from tree to tree. There was little to say, there was no conversation. As I stepped to the stage to pick up my degree, and the locust sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locust sang such a sweet melody. Oh, the locust sang off in the distance. Now the locust sang, and they were singing for me. I glanced into the chamber where the judges were talking. Darkness was everywhere, like a tomb. I was ready to leave, I was already walking, but the next time I looked, there was light in the room. And the locust sang, yeah, it gave me a chill. Oh, the locust sang such a sweet melody. Oh, the locust sang, played a high whining trill. Yeah, the locust singing for me. Outside of the gate, the trucks were unloading. The weather was hot, nearly 90 degrees. The man standing next to me, his head was exploding. Well, I was praying the pieces wouldn't fall on me. Yeah, and the locust sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locust sang such a sweet melody. Oh, the locust sang off in the distance. Yeah, the locust sang, and they were singing for me. Down my robe, picked up my diploma, took a hold of my sweetheart, and away we did drive. Straight for the hills, Black Hills of Dakota. Sure was glad to get out of that life. And the locust sang, whoa, it gave me a chill. Yeah, the locust sang such a sweet melody.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we celebrate the music of Bob Dylan as he prepares to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. We just heard from another side of Bob Dylan, one of my very favorite tunes, My Back Pages. That's on Columbia Records. And before that, from New Morning, a song written all about the day that he received his honorary doctorate from Princeton back in 1970. We heard Day of the Locusts from New Morning. That's on Columbia. And we let off that set with As I Went Out One Morning, referencing the Tom Paine Award, which he received in late 1963 for his work for civil rights. John Wesley Harding for back in 1968 from Bob Dylan. Well, the first recording of Blowin' in the Wind was not Peter, Paul, and Mary. It was a group of singers called the New World Singers, featuring Gil Turner, Bob Cohen, Dolores Dixon, and Happy Traum. It was recorded in 1963 for Broadside magazine. Here is that rendition of Blowin' in the Wind by the New World Singers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
How many roads must a man walk down before he's called a man?
And how many seas must a white dove sail before he sleeps in the sand?
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free?
How many times can a man turn his back and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky?
How many ears must one man have until he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
Oh, the time will come up when the winds will stop and the breeze will cease to be breathing, like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins. The hour that the ship comes in,
and the seas will split, and the ship will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaken, and the tide will sound, and the waves will pound, and the morning will be breaking.
Oh, the fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in.
And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as they're spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried on the bottom of the ocean.
nation. Oh, a song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts on to the shoreline. And the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ship comes in. And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching. And the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is
and you don't know by now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window.
This team,
the Nashville Skyline Rag.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1646. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is the Nashville Skyline Rag, and we've heard it in two different renditions. This time it was from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs from their recording A Boy Named Sue on CBS Records. And before that, in this program where we're celebrating the music of Bob Dylan as he prepares to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature, we heard from Joan Baez and her recording the 75th birthday celebration, and she was joined there by the Indigo Girls with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. That's on Razor and Tie Records. And before that, Pop Staples from the recording Don't Lose This. I think it was his final recording. We heard Gotta Serve Somebody. That's on Anti Records. And before that, some folks who were on the folk music scene around the time Bob was starting, the Clancy Brothers and Robbie O'Connell, from their recording Older But No Wiser. And we heard When the Ship Comes In. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, we heard the very first recording of Blowin' in the Wind from the New World Singers, recorded for Broadside magazine in 1963. That's on the collection Classic Protest Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. We're going to lead off this next long set of Bob Dylan tunes with the band, and the tune that lends itself as our theme for this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, When I Paint My Masterpiece. The band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Newspaper men eating candy. Speaks good. fish and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Well, up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You can pick one or the other, though neither of them ought to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first and left looking just like a ghost.
Undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, a silver saxophone say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. But I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. Well, I want you, I want you, I want you, baby, so bad. Now all my fathers, they've gone down, true love, been without it. And all their daughters, they put me down, cause I don't think about it. I turn to the Queen of Spades, I talk with my chambermaid. Knows I'm not afraid to look at her, but she is good to me. nothing that she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter, 'cause I want you. I want you. I want you, baby, so bad. Your dancing child, his shiny suit, he spoke to me and I took his flute. You know I wasn't that cute to him, was I? But I did it 'cause he lied, 'cause he took you for a ride, 'cause time was on his side, and because I want you. I want you, I want you, baby, so bad. I really want you.
Thank you. You better take that diamond ring, you better. To him now, cause you can't refuse. When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Quite an appropriate conclusion to our program featuring the music and lyrics of Bob Dylan this week, as Keith yells out, "Thank you, Bob," there at the end. That was the Rolling Stones from Stripped and Like a Rolling Stone. That's on Virgin Records. And before that, probably my very favorite cover of a Bob Dylan tune, I Want You, from Peter Kane and his recording Walkin' Round. That's on Flying Fish Records. And before that, from Judy Collins and her recording In My Life, we heard Tom Thumb's Blues, or Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, it's sometimes called. That's on Elektra Records, from Judy Collins, In My Life. And before that, the tune that leads off Sweetheart of the Rodeo, You Ain't Going Nowhere, from The Byrds, and that monumental recording. And we let off that set with a tune that lends its title to the title of this week's program. We heard When I Paint My Masterpiece from The Band and Cahoots. That's on Capitol Records. We'd sincerely like to congratulate Bob Dylan upon being awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1646.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening.